Dear Editor, the Health Sciences Association of Alberta, HSAA, proudly represents thousands of highly trained and dedicated paramedics and emergency communications officers who answer the call when people need help. We have also been sounding the alarm about the declining state of ambulance service for more than a decade. COVID-19 and the opioid crisis are shining light on the problem, but they aren't the reason the problem exists. It is long past time and Alberta government got to work on solving the EMS crisis in Alberta. Our advocacy to expose the state of EMS by reporting red alerts, long responses, the number of unstaffed paramedic shifts, and the number of ambulances downgraded or dropped for a shift, has made the need for action clear. It is unacceptable that people needing emergency care are waiting half an hour, or even longer for an ambulance to get to them. The recent announcement by the health minister about an advisory committee tasked with solving the EMS crisis included the news unions representing paramedics would be taking part. That's us. HSAA was asked to come to the table to come up with solutions. As the experts in the delivery of emergency medical services, we are more than willing to get to work on this. To be clear, HSAA is approaching this process with cautious optimism. Committees have been set up before to justify government decisions that fail to appreciate the reality of the situation or whether policies being put forward do more harm than good. In this case, HSAA will not be recommending or supportive of any privatization efforts. My focus throughout this process will be the health of Albertans and ensuring care is there when they need it. Every public dollar for healthcare needs to be spent on patient care, not profits. Mike Parker, President of the HSAA.